reading from the letter of James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Thus ends the reading from James. And in the Gospel from Mark, a father comes to Jesus asking him to heal his son. And Jesus says, all things can be done for the one who believes. And immediately the father cried out, I believe, help my unbelief. That father's words, I think, are very wise. You and I, we believe, and we don't believe. And we want our belief to take over, to be more. And sometimes we want to pretend that we have no unbelief, that our faith is so strong, but that's simply not true. The problem with the letter from James is not that we are hypocrites. James says there's a difference from wisdom that comes from above and wisdom that comes from below. The problem is not we know what we believe and we're trying to fool people. A bigger problem for believers is when they can't tell the difference between the wisdom that comes from above and below. When we think that what we're doing is out of pure faith, when in fact it comes from our unbelief. It's that discernment that I think we should think about for today. How do I know that I'm acting out of my belief and not my unbelief? Because I know I have them both. And that's where maybe we apply James's ruler. The wisdom from above is first pure, but peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy. If what we does leads us to extend mercy to others and to ourselves, then it's more likely from above. If it is gentle and willing to yield, not to force its way, it's more likely from above. This is why I don't like the term spiritual warrior. At least in my culture, in the United States, a warrior is strong, always wins, never willing to yield. No, the truth never forces, never demands its way. It's always gentle, willing to yield. That is the wisdom that comes from above. So today, let us look at our own motives and our own actions and decide if they're from above or from below.